We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Gotta think people stayed up to watch at least some of this debate last night. If you did, it was probably a better experience than the first one, unless you just like a wrestling match. Both candidates didn't walk all over each other, and it was a pretty animated set of exchanges, I thought. You know, even if I wasn't into politics, I think it was interesting to hear. We're going to talk to Dr. Bob Holdsworth from Decide Smart in a moment, but let's play one of the clips that I think is underplayed this morning, and it may reveal. I'm just predicting that when we get past this election, we're going to see an uptick in minority support for Donald Trump. I don't know if it's going to be double the normal support for Republicans or what, but I think a lot of minority voters are interested in this guy because of his success and because of some of the things he's about to point out. Let's play this from last night.
Yes, I do. And again, he's been in government 47 years. He never did a thing except in 1994 when he did such harm to the black community. And they were called, and he called them, super predators. And he said that. He said it, super predators. And they kept never lived that down. 1994, your crime bill, the super predators. Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump. And if you look, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible exception, but the exception of Abraham Lincoln, nobody has done what I've done. Criminal justice reform. Obama and Joe didn't do it. I don't even think they tried because they had no chance at doing it.
That's interesting, right? I mean, at least that gets individuals in the minority community talking about, well, did he help us? Did he not help us? I don't know. Dr. Bob Holdsworth with Decide Smart has sat through a lot of these debates. What'd you think, Dr. Holdsworth? Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, John. You know, overall, it was a lot better debate than we saw before. I give a lot of credit to Kristen Welker, the moderator. She did a great job. And I think, you know, the victor was in some ways, I think, the public, because they got a great sense of the personality and the issues and the distinction between the two candidates. In terms of what Trump said there, what you're seeing is that the polls are showing a little bit of an uptick in support for Donald Trump with African-American males, really none with African-American women. He's doing horribly there, but there is an uptick among African-American males. And the polls are showing some kind of gender gap with the Latino, Hispanic communities as well, where Trump is doing better with men than he is with women.
Do we know why?
You know, I think in part you pointed to it. You know, the being portrayed as a successful business person who can do things. You know, I think the attack last night pointed to a weak point of Biden, though anybody who actually was around in 1994 almost voted for that bill. But it was a smart attack by Trump. But it was, you know, it was combined with some absurd comments such as, you know, he's done more for the African-American community than anybody from Abraham Lincoln. I think he forgets a little bit about the Civil Rights Bill, the Voting Rights Bill, and everything in the world that Lyndon Johnson passed. And I don't think that kind of self-inflation does him any good. But by and large, overall, I thought it was a far better debate than the first one.
What did you think of Joe Biden's performance? Now, I've acknowledged as a partisan, I've never liked Joe Biden, but I had to give him credit in his prime that he was a pretty good retail politician, unless he got mad at somebody. Watching last night, I felt like, he really was an old man. And I've been saying that for a while, but I thought it was on display last night. Am I being too harsh on the guy?
Yeah, I think you are, John, because I think there were certain times when he got flustered. I think certainly the comment about, eliminating oil at first, and then he tried to take that back, walk that back, and said he was talking about subsidies.
That was a big mistake, don't you think?
Don't you think that
was a pretty big screw-up?
Yeah, I think that was the worst part of his debate. But overall, I thought he held himself. You know, I think this argument that he's a doddering guy and couldn't argue, I think he argued with Trump, quite good. He deftly parried the attacks on his family, which I think Trump thought were going to make a big difference. And I think if you hadn't heard much about it beforehand, it was very hard to follow what that was all about.
That's true. But that's part of the problem here is that, when the laptop first emerged, I mean, how the heck do I know? I don't know if it's a real laptop or not, but you tell me if you disagree with this. If that was a Republican laptop, if that was Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop, don't you think the press would have been all over investigating and probably trying to verify the veracity of it? And when it comes to Joe Biden, it's like, well, it's too close to the election. We don't want to get into the middle of this.
Maybe that's the case there. But, I mean, the Wall Street Journal had a story this morning, and they had an editorial that was highly critical of Biden and his family. And then they had a story that basically suggested that, it's fairly clear that Biden's children were trying to trade upon his name, though that's not something that's unique to his children in this campaign either. Ivanka Trump has certainly done that with China herself.
Selling products, though, not selling access, right?
Yeah, this was a sort of a financial venture of a slightly different kind, I think. But the question there is, was there any connection to Biden? And at least in the news story in the Wall Street Journal said that they couldn't find that particular connection. So, the notion that somebody's children tried to trade upon the good name of their parents is, I think, unseemly, probably unethical. But at the same time, I'm not sure how much the public is going to, look at that, given the fact that you've had Donald Trump, for years having government employees staying at his resorts and those kind of matters. It just doesn't appear to me that at least at the moment there's enough momentum here to change very much on that front.
Well, that may be the momentum issue, may be, but I'm questioning whether the press is, if they looked in the mirror and said and acknowledged their own partisanship one way or the other, which is what I always try to do before I render a judgment. Okay, am I being a partisan hack here, or am I acknowledging my partisanship and then still trying to adjudicate this fairly? It strikes me that the national press has decided we're just not covering it. We've got a week where I think people should pay attention to it. And then if we find out the whole thing is bogus, which I don't think we're going to find out,
As I said, when you take a look at this, you take a look at the Burisma thing, you certainly had a situation where a son of a prominent political figure was attempting to trade upon the name and reputation of the parent in order to make money. The open question, I think, is whether or not Biden participated in that in any significant way. And there's been, at least at the moment, I haven't seen much evidence of that. And until that's the case, I'm not sure it's going to, look all that different to people. And going back to the debate, whatever it was, Trump did not do a good job of explaining this to the public last night. He referred to instances that no one other than people who had been already Trump supporters were even knowledgeable about. Yeah. And I think he had to do a better job of simplifying it, explaining it. And last night was probably, I thought that was one of the weakest parts of his performance, actually.
Well, he tread lightly on it because I think they probably told him, don't devote your entire time to it. But he brought up the big guy quotation, and maybe that was to try to goad the national press into, well, wait a minute, what's he talking about? And for us who listening to it to say, you know, he kept referring to him as the big guy. That's in an email. What's the email? And then thus force the press to examine. It really is interesting. And I, you know what, you and I completely agree that it was a much better situation than what we saw a few weeks ago. I always appreciate the chance to talk to you. Dr. Bob Holdsworth from Decide Smart, thank you very much.
Hey, take good care, John. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.